some relief when you get to the final five and you start to get in, you know, get in the postseason. But for you guys, this is kind of where everyone thought you would be, right? So there's really no break.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just kind of, you know, it's going to be really fun going over to XL for us, I think. To have 20,000 Gopher fans, you know, most of them, is going to be pretty exciting for our team. And, you know, we're just kind of looking at this weekend. It's like another weekend for us just playing WCHA teams. But obviously more is at stake for the Broadmoor Trophy. So we're just going to take one game at a time.
How close do you watch that Thursday night game?
Yeah, you know, I'll probably, you know, keep it on TV in the background or something like that. But, you know, it doesn't really matter who we play or anything like that. We're just kind of concerned about our game. And, you know, as long as we keep playing Gopher hockey, everything will take care of itself.
As far as from a rivalry standpoint, obviously the rivalry I think would be a little bit bigger with North Dakota. Would you like to get a shot at them on Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always, you know, it's my biggest rival. I think a lot of guys can say that in the locker room too, that nothing's like playing North Dakota. And especially at XL, there would be something special. So, but, you know, St. Cloud's really hot too in this last second half. So, you know, either team's going to be a great game, and they're both rivals for us.
What does it mean for the senior class to get back in that building and play a meaningful game?
Yeah, it means a whole lot, to be honest with you. You know, our seniors have worked so hard to get back in the weight room and get back in shape and try to get this team back to where the Gophers are supposed to be. So it feels great to be, you know, back at XL with the number one seed and everything like that. So we just got to take care of business, and, you know, all it starts with preparation this week and getting ready for the weekend.
Penalty killing, does it need some work?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I mean, it's always constant work on the penalty kill. It's everyone's got new formations on the power play, and, you know, it's just a matter of communicating and working as a group out in the ice in groups of four and just playing together out there. It's you know, we've been working on it a lot this week, watching a lot of film to make sure we understand the concepts that we need to understand.